During the mid-1990s, Nigerian author and activist Ken Sarawiwa led a movement to challenge oil giant Royal Dutch Shell for their environmental devastation of the land and abuse of local people as they drilled for oil in the Niger Delta region. In 1994, Mr. Sarawiwa and eight other Ogoni tribal leaders in his movement were accused by the former Nigerian military regime of murdering four Ogoni chiefs. After a special military court found the activists guilty of what human rights groups claim were trumped-up charges, the nine accused were hanged on November 10, 1995. Now, 14 years after Sarawiwa's execution, Shell Oil Company will soon face the dead activist supporters and allies in a New York City courtroom. Shell stands accused of requesting the assistance of the Nigerian military to silence Sarawiwa and his movement, which led to the 1995 executions and other crimes against humanity in the Niger Delta. The corporate world is watching this case closely, as a ruling in the 10 plaintiffs' favor could usher in a new era of corporate accountability through U.S. courts. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Steve Kretzman, executive director of Oil Change International, who is coordinating the Shell Guilty campaign to bring attention to the Sarawiwa case. Kretzman provides some background in the lawsuit and explains what's at stake for restraining criminal corporate conduct in the developing world.
In Manhattan, Royal Dutch Shell will finally go on trial for crimes against humanity surrounding its role in the execution by hanging of the author and activist Ken Sarawiwa and eight of his colleagues. And it should be noted that Shell's involvement in the Niger Delta quite credibly possibly led to thousands dead, but that's a much bigger story. This trial is for what's called the Ogoni Nine. Some listeners may remember this. Ken Sarawiwa was hanged in 1995 at the end of a trial which was broadly condemned by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the British government, and others as being a complete sham. Really, a lot of people who observed this trial felt that Ken and the Ogoni's only crime was the success they had in organizing a nonviolent movement to stop the pollution by Shell, in particular, of their small part of the Niger Delta, the Ogoni homeland there. And it's a very successful movement. They, at one point in early 1993, held a demonstration of 300,000, which, to give you some perspective, the entire population of Ogoni is 500,000, so that's quite an organizing job, three-fifths of the entire population, where they demanded that Shell leave their territory. And Shell indeed did leave, but then the response on the part of the Nigerian military with the help of Shell was quite brutal. Many people in the communities died. Ultimately, Ken Sarawiwa and his colleagues were framed for a murder that I believe they didn't commit.
So, Steve, what is the objective? What's the goal of this lawsuit? What are the plaintiffs, the relatives of Ken Sarawiwa and the others that were hanged by the Nigerian military, allegedly with Shell's complicity? What's the sought-after goal here?
You know, at this late date, what you can get is potentially a verdict that Shell was indeed liable and complicit in these murders, and you get some monetary compensation, which, you know, on one hand would be a great victory and would certainly be an important signal sent to multinational corporations around the world that their actions abroad will be scrutinized and held to account. On the other hand, you know, you sort of have to wonder, gosh, is money really adequate in this situation? I mean, I was asked to testify on this issue in front of Congress several weeks ago. And at the end of my testimony, Representative McGovern, who was chairing the committee that I was testifying in front of, asked me, if Shell is found guilty, will this be an adequate verdict? And my answer was, you know, if your neighbor was pouring poison toxic waste into your backyard where your kids were playing and they were getting sick, and when you started to protest, they actually, you know, came out into the backyard and started shooting you and your kids and et cetera, et cetera. Obviously a terrible situation. And then they offered you some small percentage of the profit that they had made off of those activities as recompense. Would you think that was justice? And, you know, I think the obvious answer is no. None of us would. And so at some level, we really have to wonder, sure, it will be very important for Shell to be found guilty in this situation and for Shell to be held to account for its activities. But at some deeper level, you have to wonder, is there a point at which corporations can be really held to account in a way, in the same way that people would? Is there a way that we can say to corporations, you've actually been complicit in murder here, and therefore we, the people who gave you your social contract to operate, are going to revoke that social contract. It's a corporate death penalty. And it would be the breakup of the corporation. And I think that's the kind of thing that when corporations are guilty of this thing in an organized way, as we certainly seem to see with Shell in this case, I think that's the kind of thing that should be on the table.
Steve, tell our listeners a bit about the current conflicts in the Niger Delta oil fields, the activities of guerrilla groups, and raids by the Nigerian military into the towns and villages there.
The conflict that's going on in the Delta today and what happened in the Niger Delta 15 years ago with the execution of Sarawiwa are actually, in my view, quite intrinsically linked. Really what happened 15 years ago was that you had a tremendous nonviolent social movement that was led by Ken Sarawiwa, an articulate, charismatic figure who, helped internationalize the cause. He really brought together disparate elements in Nigerian society behind him. And essentially, the lesson that was given to Niger Delta peoples who were initially very, very hopeful behind Sarawiwa was that nonviolence doesn't work. And when you go and you kill the nonviolent leaders and you kill off the nonviolent movement, the lesson that gets sent, sadly, tragically, to the next generation in the Delta is the only way to protect ourselves is with arms.
That was Steve Kretzmann, Executive Director of Oil Change International and coordinator of the Shell Guilty Campaign. Learn more about the WIWA versus Shell case by visiting the group's website at shellguilty.com.